Sci-Fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. I forgot to look up a fucking review. If you have a five-star review, leave it on iTunes. We'll read it on the air. Not this time, because we're in a quarantine and everything sucks.
I can text you one right now.
Text me a review?
There was a dude who did a review on Twitter because he doesn't use Apple.
Why don't you just read it?
Oh, okay, great. OM Wrecker, his review of our show, 5 stars, 2 best friends and a guest, open with one topic and digress into many other stories, always keeps me listening. Castbox is my go-to. You two are great and love how you bounce off each other and are a great balance. Always looking forward to new episode. OM Wrecker on Twitter.
Thanks, OM Wrecker, for the 5-star review. Once again, if you have a 5-star review, leave it on iTunes and we'll read it on the air. Join our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Become a friend of Charquan and get 2 bonus episodes a week where, you know, we just kind of fight. We just fight the whole time. I just realized my function on the bonus is to just sort of be contradictory to anything that you say. Like, that's my default, is just telling you why you're wrong. I'm not trying to be antagonistic. I guess that's how I think conversations go.
Well, it's cool because it makes me reevaluate myself all the time. I feel like it's a good check.
All right. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF, our good friend, many time guest, friend of the show, from Fallout Boy and the Damned Things. Am I right?
Yeah, I think at this
the point, Damned Things. You can know how to Joe say Troman. That. I can't. It's one of those things where I have this with a lot of people. I get nervous about their name. I feel like I'm going to fuck up their name. And with you, it's the other band. I just
You know what? Then that's actually, I take back what I said.
Thanks for thanks for being here, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually somewhere else, but it's good to be kind of there.
How have you been handling the quarantine?
It's been up and down, you know? I mean, I'm grateful because, I mean, like, I have a nice house and healthy family, and unless we're all carriers, then I think we're okay, you know? I'm pretty lucky compared to other people that have to live in small spaces and don't have any sort of, you know, resources. So how are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm like you, man. I feel very lucky. We've got it. We're all healthy. We can afford this right now, you know? So it's like fucking cool. Like,
yeah,
you get to hang out all day. I'm not getting any work done, but.
Yeah, I'm able to get some work done, but it's not the same. Wade, you, how are you doing? I'm not trying to interview you, but.
I only get work done. I love it. I was just saying this on a bonus. This is like, this is my life anyway. Now I don't have to leave. I'm required not to leave, which is great for me.
Yeah, I feel like I have a guilt complex, and like I feel bad saying this, but I'm a homebody. So this isn't like really, this isn't hard for me necessarily.
Yeah. I love it.
I have ways of depression, but I'd have ways of depression if everything was fine.
Yeah.
So
it definitely doesn't help to be stuck inside. Like, there's nights when I've drank too much that get dark, but but then the next day comes and then I'm like, I was being a little baby last night, I guess.
Yeah, whiny baby, little whiny baby.
How many times have you done the show? Do you remember?
Is it at least my 3rd, if not 4th time?
I think it's at least your 4th, because you've been on like twice with another guest and twice by yourself.
This might be my 4th or 5th.
Yeah.
I think it's twice with another guest and once by myself. I don't know. It's somewhere
between. You're getting up there, man. What's the most? Is it Moles?
I think there's 6 or 7, but I think you're at 5 now.
Okay. I'm going to become the most frequent guest.
So do we need to do the WoW scale, or do you remember yours?
I'm more of a Wade, I think. I mean, I know.
All right, let's skip it, shall we?
We can do it if it's necessary.
If we've done it, it's not fun. Because every time we do it with recurring guests, they always repeat stuff and they don't remember it. And so it just ends up being kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know what I am.
And then I always end up saying like, oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
That's fun for a show.
It's like when you run into somebody after 3 months of not seeing them, you just have the same exact conversation that you had the last 3 months.
Oh, that's why we haven't seen each other in 3 months.
Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening, everybody. My brain just fried. I don't know what I was getting into.
I've got a quick question for you. How many are you? So you being in two bands, did you have any tours that were like canceled or shows?
Oh no, sore subject.
We haven't, not a sore subject. We haven't canceled anything as of yet because of the corona, because of COVID.
How can that be?
Well,
I saw the announcement. Big Japanese European summer tour. Green Day.
Oh,
well, Fall Out Boy, Weezer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, there's a Europe tour that's supposed to be in June. I mean, listen, if I speculate anything on here, then it becomes...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It becomes I can tell you what my rational beliefs are, but then it becomes fan canon. And I don't...
Okay,
I don't,
yeah, that's not to say anything. You're right, you're right.
I can't speak for the band, but what I can say is we haven't canceled anything. But I mean, like, you know, we're in a global pandemic. If anyone who's listening can remember the last time we were in one, let me know.
Well, let's talk about it on a macro level then. Sure. Like, how bummed would it be? How bummed would you be to cancel that? I mean, like, it would affect a lot of people, right?
Oh, it affects tons of people. It'd be a huge bummer. But I mean, like, I look at it in the scale of, again, like, look at it against the scale of what is happening right now. We're in, like, a global pandemic. People are dying. This thing is just ramping up. I don't know if, like, tours in the Olympics and movies and even bowling, which is probably the most important thing in the world. Any of those are more important than...
Yeah, man. I just joined a league.
You know? I know you did.
I joined a league. We got to play 1 week, and then the pandemic happened. So.
Oh, shit. I forgot that was just once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sucks, man. But I mean, it's not that bad because I bowled worse than I had bowled in a like solid year on the first night of league night. So
that means your league average is really bad, though.
I think it probably would have helped me. I think it would have upped my handicap and like been beneficial to our team.
Okay. Well, one day.
Fuck, what was I going to say? I wanted to ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Or no, I wanted to ask you a favor.
Yeah.
Next time you do a show,
like a rock and roll show,
yeah, invite a fan up to play guitar on mm-hmm. one of the songs because I love watching those YouTube videos.
Okay, sure.
Do you guys ever do that? Have you ever done that?
I never end up being the guy, partially because I think I've just never been like, hey, why doesn't someone just take my guitar? I wouldn't mind sitting out a song though.
Have other people played bass and drums and stuff?
I believe guitar, bass, and drums. But I mean, it's been like, we usually end up the same. So with Fall Out Boy, we end up the same song. Like we've been playing that same song at the end of every set for almost 2 decades at this point. So we always have somebody come in near the end of the song and play bass, but it's usually somebody like on our crew who can play bass. We've had fans do it. Yeah, we should do it with my guitar. It'd be fun, especially at a stadium show. Be a mess.
Totally. Yeah. Be like, my friend Wade wants to see this on YouTube. So somebody somebody record this and let's have someone come up here.
Making that the impetus.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, hold on. Stop the show. I got something I gotta do.
I thought you meant stop this show for a second. I was like, oh, what happened?
All right. Do you want to get into it, Willie? What are we talking about?
Yeah. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, The Curse of the Dragon. Was Bruce Lee cursed? And if so, let's figure it out.
this is where we're going to figure it out.
Real Life Sci-Fi, yeah, we're going to figure it out.
All right.
We will figure it out. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Let's do the real life segment here. This is what we know.
Real life.
Bruce Lee, everybody knows him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really need to talk about, I don't need to talk about who Bruce Lee is, do I?
Well, I mean, I think you could do with the briefest of brief, because what if one kid listening doesn't know, like,
okay,
the most general.
I didn't write it down, but from the top of my memory, he's from Hong Kong. He came to America. He started this like weird resurgence of like karate movies, if you can call them that. I don't know, in America.
Martial arts films,
sure. But really, he only was like prevalent for like 4 years in Hollywood before he died. I think he only made like 5 movies or something like that.
He died on set, right?
No, he didn't. This is what I want to get into, because I've never read about this. Yeah. So, July 20th, 1973, he died. He was 32. In May of that year, like 2 months before, he had collapsed. He was doing ADR for Enter the Dragon, and he had seizures and headaches. And so he went to the hospital. They diagnosed him with cerebral edema, which is just when you have too much fluid around your brain.
Is that from getting beat up a lot, or is that just a natural like occurrence? That
well, the story of what caused that isn't really official.
Guys, can you not speculate right now? I'm going to get into all that. So they were able to reduce the swelling. It went away until like the day of his death. Where he was like meeting with a producer. He's just doing his Hollywood thing. He was like meeting with a producer. Then he met with an actress that he wanted to work with. And he started complaining that he had this headache. And this actress gave him a drug I can't pronounce. Iguagasic.
Iguana's dick.
Iguana's dick. And the thing about this drug is it was more common at the time, but it had aspirin, but it also had a tranquilizer in it called Meprobamate.
Probably.
So
I can't see it.
So he went to bed. He had a dinner that night. He didn't show up. They went into his room. They couldn't wake him up. They took him to the hospital, and he was dead on arrival at the hospital.
Wow.
Now, what's interesting is there's all these theories about this, because this was Hong Kong, and they have a term there. Jesus, I didn't write this down. They have a term there, and it's called like, God damn it. It's a funny term. Let me just look. I'm sorry. This is so unprofessional. I'm only bringing it up because it's a funny term.
I want to hear it.
So the Hong Kong doctors said that he was, they ruled it a death by misadventure.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Sorry. Yeah, his official death.
Yeah, death by misadventure.
It's almost like you're saying like, you died from making a bad choice in fun.
Look, man.
That's almost exactly what it says. It's attributed to an accident that occurred due to a risk that was taken voluntarily.
Yeah, it's like you just made it. He died because he had two choices to have fun. It was eat a hamburger or jump off of a cliff, and he chose the cliff.
So they're basically blaming it on the drug that I can't pronounce, right?
So they're saying he had a drug overdose.
Well, I mean, kind of. Like it could be that he had an allergic reaction to it or something like that. They don't say.
But I think that Joe is right in that they were probably.
Well, but this is not the time for speculation, because this is the real life segment.
Oh, got it. We're not speculating.
I'll tell you the theories, okay?
Sure.
Raymond Chow, the producer he was meeting with, this is in 2005, he said this. He said that Lee died from an allergic reaction to the tranquilizer that was in the aspirin.
Okay.
1975 at San Diego Comic-Con, which I did not know went back to the 1970s.
That was crazy.
Chuck Norris said that it was a death because of a reaction to the combination of the muscle relaxant medication Bruce Lee had been taking since 1968 because he had a ruptured disc in his back, and the antibiotic he was given for his headache, the same drug that I've been referencing. 2018, this author, Matthew Pauly, he consulted with medical experts and thought that Lee died from the cerebral edema, which is true, but he thinks it was caused by overexertion and heat stroke. And this is interesting because heat stroke wasn't at the time considered like a real thing. You know, it was like a misunderstood sort of condition, but also Lee, which I didn't know, had his underarm sweat glands removed because he didn't like being on camera with sweat, with pit stains, basically.
Yeah. Pretty awesome, right?
That's pretty funny.
But when that happens, when you remove your sweat gland, sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but doesn't it just like the sweat divert?
You still sweat everywhere else. So it's not like it's not like his armpits overheated and he died.
Like I heard. Yeah. I mean,
I would say it's like, you know, if you stick your, it's the Denmark kid, right? You stick your finger in the hole in the dam and then another thing springs, but you're still sort of like plugging up these holes. So it can't be good for you, right?
Yeah. No, it's,
no way.
I don't think it's good for you.
Now, I can only imagine that we're going to get into Brandon Lee as well, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
So Brandon Lee died. Brandon Lee is Bruce Lee's son, his oldest son. He died when he was 28 years old. If you don't know about Brandon Lee, he had a really, I mean, The Crow was going to be his big break. He was in like one or two movies before that.
And The Crow was
in The Crow, and he got shot during the scene where his character gets shot. And so what happened is, because I didn't know this either. So what happened is they're supposed to use these dummy cartridges, but the prop crew didn't buy commercial dummy cartridges. They brought their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they made them was they pulled the bullets from the live rounds and they poured out the gunpowder charge and then they kind of put it back together. Right. So it fires, but it doesn't propel it.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh my God, my cat is destroying my curtains. Ollie. So what happened is, one of these dummy cartridges got stuck in the barrel of this gun, mm-hmm. and they didn't realize it. And so later, when they went to do the shot where he's getting shot close up and there's not supposed to be anything in there, it just looks like it fires like a real gun, but there's no bullet, there's no cartridge. They didn't know that this dummy cartridge was stuck in there. And so basically when the gun went off, it propelled it the same way that it would a normal gun. Shot him in the abdomen from like 12 feet away. Ah, fucking cat, dude. And, oh, fuck. Now she's biting me. and that's it. He got shot in the abdomen.
Yeah.
Dead. They took him to the hospital and he died.
That was one of my favorite movies, The Crow.
Oh, for our generation, I watched The Crow a ton.
Yeah, so much. It was that and Terminator 2, or two movies I watched ad nauseum.
And that's all I have for real life. So now we can go on to speculate all we want.
Yeah, I want to hear some Bruce Lee conspiracy theories first.
Okay, so here's the thing. Bruce Lee...
Well, do you want to go back to all of these theories on his death? Like, do you have a take on that I didn't cover?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I have takes on the deaths and I have takes on the curses. So
I want to know about
the weird... Let's do the curses. Well, yeah.
Because the takes are like, a lot of them are the same. There are a lot of them are like, it's probably a reaction or an overdose to the drug.
When he came to America, I'm just going to set the stage a tiny bit more, right? Like his parents, one of them was an actor. And so by the time, and was in America at some times. And when Bruce Lee was a kid, he acted in movies. So by the time he was 18, he was in like 15 movies.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that before, but you know, they lived in Hong Kong. And so his, I didn't realize this either, that the Japanese had taken over China during some of that time too. So there was like war going on and stuff, but Bruce Lee, like his mom was almost, I think she was like basically almost royalty, right? So they're an upper class family.
She was an opera star.
And yeah, I don't know why I thought that was royalty.
Queen of stage.
That's must
royalty. Yeah, royalty in the celebrity sense.
I mean, when he was a kid, he was getting in a lot of street fights, right? So let me get into, I guess let's just jump right into the big one, right?
Yeah, why waste time?
So one idea is that the curse of Bruce Lee comes from the Triads. They're a ruthless fucking gang.
Why would they want him dead?
The official story is that his family didn't want him to dishonor their name, so they sent him to America.
Okay.
But there are stories out there that he, within all these street fights back then, beat up a Triad. And so basically the Triads are like, well, we're going to kill you.
Also, just for fighting a Triad.
You're probably beating him pretty good. I think you could fight him, but yeah, yeah. I mean, like.
Yeah. So yeah, they wanted to kill him because he fucked up one of their Chinese mafia guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, conspiracy. I can buy into that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And
a mafia conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
hang on. I'm sorry. Is that saying that they like put a voodoo curse on him, or well, did they actually like come well, and no, like,
they didn't. My summary of the version of this curse is there have been a lot of people, specifically the Triads, and I'll get into more stories about that, but that if there are enough people that want you dead, does that curse you? There are enough people that think bad of you that are taking their...
Well, is it a curse, or is it just like they knew someone that knew someone that knew they like had a Triad doctor connection or something and had somebody OD?
Well, no, I think Willie's saying it's like the opposite of prayer. Like when yeah. somebody's in the hospital and the whole church prays for you and you get better and they go, oh, it worked because we were all like right. thinking positively about you. He's saying that like if enough people all concentrate on you right. dying, that you'll just die.
Okay. Yeah. No. I get that. I'm just saying, is there also, sorry, what, who? Oh, sorry. It was my wife shushing my dog. I thought I was getting shushed.
You're asking if there's specifically a connection to a doctor doing something. Yeah,
does anyone believe there's an actual specific connection, or is it just the belief that the Triad was praying so much hate?
Oh, no. I just wanted to go into all the Triad stuff and combine it all. So that this is before he even becomes Bruce Lee.
I'm having fun with the gang stuff.
I know, right? That's unofficial. I kind of buy that, you know, that like, sure, they didn't want him to dishonor, but like he probably fucking beat up a Triad kid.
So they hated his health away.
I'm just going into the specific story. So I've got like six Triad stories.
Okay.
Do you guys think that he was good? Like, do you think he was a really good fighter?
Oh, I think he's the best that's ever been.
But do you think he could actually fight, or do you think that like it's just TV and
like to be that good at martial arts, you have to, or like to be good at martial arts on screen, you have to be good at martial arts. If you're good at martial arts, you probably kind of know how to fight at least.
Listen, I'm not a good dancer, but if you give me a choreographed dance routine, I can do it.
I agree with you on that, but I think
that I feel like, I mean, like how hard of a dance routine are we talking? Charleston?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
It doesn't matter. If you give me a dance routine, if you give me a dance routine and a year to learn it, I'll fucking nail it.
And you need a year to learn it. You're not ready.
You don't think they practice for a year?
I think they practice. I just don't think you're ready.
No. The way that they did his movies in Hong Kong, he did like three or four of the movies within 13 months.
All I'm saying is Tarantino had him get thrown against the car, and maybe Tarantino's not wrong.
Tarantino's movie that barely had any action in it took over a year to finish, and all of Bruce Lee's movies were like at least three of them were done within a year. What if
Quentin Tarantino's right?
Character beat up the Bruce Lee character in the movie. I think simply by moving out of the way, from what I remember.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, he threw him.
Sorry, go.
You guys won't even entertain this, that maybe Bruce Lee couldn't have been a good fighter.
Part of my story is how good it goes into this specifically.
Yes, I think someone else could have kicked Bruce Lee's ass. There's always somebody better than somebody else at something.
Well, not if you're Bruce Lee, though. He's the best.
According to Willie.
Yeah, from everything I've seen, from some of the stories I'm going to tell.
All right, what's next? I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, what if he wasn't that good?
We couldn't have kicked Donald Trump's ass. That's for sure.
Well, he couldn't have kicked Putin's ass.
No.
He couldn't have kicked Putin's ass. Yeah. Have you seen their videos where they're doing martial arts?
No, I need to see it, though.
So, like,
there's a really funny rabbit hole you can go down. Sorry to cut you off, Willie. Of like these fake martial artists who like use force fields and like dumb like touches to beat people up, and then every once in a while you'll find one where someone challenges them and they always get their ass kicked. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, I love it too. There's a guy who does like he can beat you up without touching you, and all of his demonstrations, like people fly back, and then somebody tried to fight him, and the guy kicked his ass.
Yeah. I'm not saying that Bruce Lee is like that. I'm just saying consider the possibility of him maybe being like that.
What if he's just a really good fighter, but also could potentially have gotten his ass kicked, if not had his ass kicked at some point?
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, it sounds like he's been fighting his whole life, you know, and I imagine that.
Who hasn't, brother?
Yeah.
Pretty good a few times.
we're all fighting.
So
day, getting out of bed every day is a fucking fight.
How are you improving getting out of bed? I'm just curious.
Me? I'm the Bruce Lee of getting out of bed, baby. No one's better than me. I'm very bad at it, but I'm always bad.
One idea is that he was like the first person of the Orient to teach any of these martial arts to non-Asian people.
The Westerners?
Yeah. And so he got shit in Oakland and in Los Angeles for, you know, giving away their secrets. It's like, dude, you can't fucking teach them this stuff. And
was it like because of martial arts secrets, or is it also because of like the fear of cultural appropriation?
I guess back then, nobody could learn unless you were that ethnicity. So they didn't, Chinese didn't teach Japanese their stuff.
Bruce Lee is the reason that martial arts as a genre became popular.
I think so.
No, that's a fact.
I was pretty sure that was a fact without even ever having had read it. But I just don't also know the history of like martial arts film.
Yeah, me neither. I really don't. I grew up watching the Kung Fu Theater, you know, so like I saw too many things without knowing their place. Anyways, you know, there are stories that people have from this time would, because he like talks shit on all the old. See, here's the thing. The thing that he ended up teaching, Jeet Kune Do, it means the way of the intercepting fist. And he took all the best of all the martial arts and then basically was like, you know, flow like water and then beat them to their punch. And so there was a moment where he like talked shit on, he's like, you know, all our old teachers, of the martial arts, they're slow and none of these moves work in a fight. And so at that point, you know, a couple people were sent out to fight him. So there are rumors in this realm of there's one specific fight that took place and most people say that Bruce Lee beat the shit out of him. And then this guy has a documentary that came out that says that he tied him, but this guy is the only guy that has that version of the story where the fight was a tie.
So as far as we know, he's the only guy that's ever tied Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Listen, the reason why I bring this up is all these old masters who were ancient, they they're trying to hold on to a tradition, and here comes some punk ass fighter kid that's in the movies that's trying to give away our secrets to the Westerners.
I see where you're going.
And they've sent people at to try to fight him. I could imagine that they would have enough power or money to also hire the triads. It's like, dude, back then they were their mafia, and I would say that they were as ruthless, if not more ruthless, because everybody knew who they were and they couldn't do anything about them. So one take to me is that the ancient masters hired the triads to try to kill him also.
Okay.
But again, this is killing
Kurt. Sorry. I think we're asking the same question.
Yes.
Because he died of like a brain, whatever the fuck. Did they fail?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm glad you bring that up, because that's kind of the next thing.
Here's my theory. They were about to kill him, and then they got to the hospital, and the lady at the desk is like, okay, what are your names? And they gave their names. You're like, yeah, you're not on the, you can't give you a badge to get in to the hospital. They're like, okay, oh, I guess we can't kill him. But then he died anyway.
So they were opportunistic. They're like, let's wait until somehow he goes to the hospital and then we'll go in there and kill him. And then they were thwarted by red tape.
Yeah. Like, just because they're murderers doesn't mean that they don't follow the rules sometimes.
You can't karate chop through red tape.
Yeah,
that's my favorite gangster movie out there. Are hospital opportunists? Hey, did you do it yet? Nah, man, he hadn't been in the hospital.
I couldn't get
yet.
In. I couldn't get a badge. They wouldn't let me in. I needed a badge.
Okay, so
is that theory track?
So, you know, it's weird. When you look at the circumstances of his death, there's conspiracy in that also, because mm-hmm. the official report was that he died at home instead of at his mistress's house. And so,
Is a mistress now?
Out of respect. The official report was that he died at home, but he was at a mistress's house, and
he could have been killed by the triads at the mistress's house. And then, through some sort of connection, just had the coroner write the report of died of,
The thing is, there are stories out there that she was a triad informant, but I mean, I don't subscribe to those, but it's out there.
It's also like the thing where, like, I mean, you know, so I grew up in Chicago near Cicero, and I mean, like, there's a pretty big, like, mob presence in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Go on.
It has its, like, hands in the government in Chicago as well, or at least I'm sure it still does. It definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, until very recently.
They didn't go away.
So what I'm saying is, just to further the conspiracy side of things for the sake of conversation, I mean, why couldn't they have had their hands in government in Hong Kong as well? Is that where he died? Did he die in Hong Kong, or where did he die?
Yeah.
So I mean, like,
he died in Hong Kong.
So if he died in Hong Kong, then sure, the triads could have, like, just had a hand. They could have killed him wherever and just said, hey, write this.
Well, they could have, the coroner could have been in on it too. You know, when you get that presence, it's just like, hey,
getting handouts, being threatened with violence, you know, the triads are very, I mean, like, nowadays, I mean, there's that island, it's part of China called Macau, which is like, called Macau. It's like a Vegas, like on a swampy island that's all run by the triads. It's all like the big casinos, like all the big ones that are in Vegas. Yeah. The triads are very, very powerful.
They and everybody knows that they still exist. I feel like most people think the mafia is done, and I'm like, I don't feel like they.
No, I mean, like, they're just, like, not trying to get caught.
Yeah,
they're getting better at not getting caught.
They just went professional, basically, because everyone that's professional is a crook. So you take crooks,
the best and they learn organized how to be crime works professionally. I mean, look at, like, the Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who, you know, like, have a storefront in New York, you know, they're very, very put on a good public face. I don't know. But anyway, continue.
So, you know, people have these ideas of why he died, the allergic reactions. It was revealed that the girl, Betty Ting,
Betty Ting Pei. was not, I mean, maybe she was a mistress, but she wasn't, she was an actress that he was working with.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that it was. Yeah. I didn't know that she was a supposed mistress.
And yeah. So I don't subscribe to her being connected in any way, but it's a possibility, but I don't think it's a probability. She revealed later to some other people that she had given him that stuff before. And so Chuck Norris's story from the 1975 Comic-Con, what the fuck? I was born a year later in San Diego. It makes me laugh that there was a Comic-Con there. Yeah.
Can you imagine? It was probably just like 20 sweaty dudes.
Yeah. It's like, we've got these, there are 8 comics in the world and here are the guys that make them. And Chuck Norris is here.
Yeah. Why would Chuck Norris even be there at that time?
There were a ton of comics. Marvel had been around forever, DC.
But why was Chuck Norris there?
Maybe it was a Chuck Norris comic.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
I bet you Chuck Norris has something of everything. I bet you he's got a mustache wax. He's got like a...
Dude, there were Chuck Norris comics. There were Chuck Norris comics. They're very easy to look up. It was an imprint of Marvel called Star Comics.
Mystery solved.
Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
Yeah, well, it's funny because here he is at Comic-Con talking about Bruce Lee, and it's like, wait, hold on, but what's your comic, dude? Come on, man.
I wonder if Bruce Lee's in any of the comics.
Probably, right?
Guys, do you want me to do more research? Nah.
So, Chuck Norris's point is, he was on this other thing the whole time, right? So it was mixing with that.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, Raymond Chow, that producer, he's got a version too. All these people have these different versions. Sure, his brain swelled up for some reason. There's even, you know, he had hashish in his tummy at one point. So like there were bad rumors that he was allergic to hashish, which probably wasn't the case either. And he wasn't much of a drinker. He would get the red flush. Like I get that if I drink too fast.
Were there other curses?
Well,
triad based.
I think that there's another one that I'm going to mention later, but I'll just finish this triad one real quick. So, this is the, have you guys heard of the touch of death?
I think so.
I saw it on a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, that's where I heard it.
They call it the dim mach, the death touch, right? A lot of people believe that this is a real thing, that there is. So it's they call it the death touch, but that's actually translated wrong. And I forget what it is, but it's the touches of something. And it's basically referring to what are those called? Not pressure points, but like, I'm such an idiot right now. When you get, when you get the needles on you, what's that called?
Acupuncture. Acupuncture.
So with acupuncture, in that realm, supposedly there are places you can hit someone. There's a place where you can hit them where they would die a couple days later.
Right. Yeah.
And so there is a guy who's like 100.
He having his ass.
Yeah. Right. It sounds, I mean, there's definitely a lot of people that claim that they know about it that don't know shit about it.
I do. I know about it.
It's the coolest thing out there. The death touch.
Well, this is also like in Tarantino's Kill Bill, right? Where if you take 5 steps, then you die.
That's right. Yeah.
So, there's that idea out there too, that, So here's this thing. Let me set the stage with this. And I didn't know this until I started watching all these documentaries about him, that like at some point, there were so many extras on his movies that challenged him to fight. And no matter how stressed out they were, no matter how behind they were or whatever, like he would fight them. And the producer would be like, hey, hold on, man. What are you doing? He's like, hold on, I'll just handle this real quick. So throughout all of his movie making, there were, and then later on in the streets, there were always people challenging him, and he would always fight them. And I just didn't know that. I think that's fucking crazy. That, like, yeah,
you're insane. That's very aggressive.
And so this is definitely confirmed by a lot of people that worked with him and stuff. That, like, yeah, like, he beat the shit out of this guy. And then one story is that he didn't.
It's like Wild West, like fastest gun style.
Yeah, and he didn't fire the extra and let him finish working. One of them.
So it was like, was Bruce Lee like not a cool guy? He's like went around like challenging people to fight.
Well, the thing is he didn't challenge anybody. This is just people challenging him. If you listen to anybody who was his student, specifically Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is probably one of the most Zen people that you'll ever learn about that isn't a Zen master.
Bruce Lee was cool.
Yeah, yeah. And so
it's been confirmed.
Yeah, all of the people that trained him, they talk about, you know, that his martial arts style really was not just fighting; it was mind, body, and soul, and that his mind and his soul were in the same extreme condition as his body. Saying like it was all. That's why he didn't go to parties. He didn't drink, because it was important to him to not corrupt his body. I don't know, whatever. It's interesting.
No, yeah. I mean, I think like he's known for being, you know, super like diligent about that stuff. Like, didn't he used to wear like those little muscle flexors at night that would just like flex your muscles over and over again?
Yeah. Yeah.
We should start wearing those at night.
Well, I thought about it. It'd be really funny to have really strong abs with a gut.
You can.
Like, what does that look like?
I think all you got to do, what does it look like? You probably have like a little bit of like a, you can see a little six pack at the top, but then the rest is just gut.
It's like a six pack floating in a pool.
It would look like, look up Brock Lesnar. He's got a steroid belly, but it would look exactly like that, where it's just he's ripped, but he's also fat somehow.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm looking that up right now.
He's like, sure. A milk body that's really strong.
Well, it's just like where you're just so, yeah, you're just so huge. You're just kind of like, my God. He's a big boy, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he does steroids.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's big. I mean, definitely has steroids. It's quite a neck, or no neck.
So there's this guy out there who is a 100th degree black belt, who talks. He talks about the dim mach, and I might be saying that wrong. He talks about the death touch, and that they're pressure point strikes, and they operate like acupuncture. And the goal, like an acupuncturist's goal, is to release like blocked energy. Mm-hmm. But a person who does that move is like the opposite, where like instead of releasing energy, you disrupt the blood flow. And so one idea is, within some of these people challenging him all the times in his life, that somebody was sent out. They didn't need to win the fight. They just needed to get the touch in. They needed to get the death touch in.
There's a speculation that he was death touched.
Yeah. I mean, his brother and his brother after his death. And I don't know how long after, but the official story from the family was, we believe he was murdered. And I'm like, that's, I would imagine though, that back then it would be harder to buy anything else anyways, because how does the most athletic person in the world die from natural causes?
Well, see, I mean, if he had a medical condition, which apparently he did.
Well, the only condition he had is that his brain swelled up 2 weeks earlier. So like that to me wasn't even a condition, right? Like,
can you die from that?
I mean,
it's brain swelling, but
But they never, the thing is, the official story.
Well, seizures. I mean, he had seizures.
He had seizures too. Yeah.
So they think hang on. The family's official story is that he was murdered.
Yeah.
Am I fucked up?
According to his brother. Yeah, you are. But I can still hear you.
I think it's good now. I had to just do some If you can still hear me, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, am I that delayed?
You're pretty delayed.
Here, let's start counting. One, two,
three. Oh my God. Okay, four. You guys just talk for a while. I'm actually, no. Don't count. I have to upload this file for work. I'm just going to listen. And then once it's done, I'll probably be caught up.
Copy that.
Okay, so
where were we?
So in that realm, there's one idea out there that he got the death touch by somebody,
right?
And that was probably triad related.
What do they think? What does the family officially think happened? What's their like favorite theory?
You know, I actually don't know. I feel like from what I saw, they probably thought it was triad related, because there's a story out there too that they gave him a blank check.
Okay.
And they basically said, you know, whatever amount you want in there, but you can only do movies exclusively for us. So they tried to bully him into. So
the triads tried to buy him. He wouldn't accept it. And they're like, no one can fucking do that. And listen, I think at the end of the day, the possibility that it could be triad related, I don't think is like the most far-fetched
theory. And so in that realm, I know that doesn't prove any sort of curse. And like here you have these are quote unquote bad people.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's enough people wanting you dead, that could be bad for you if you did bad things to them, or I don't know, whatever.
So that theory, that curse theory, is like, it's like a bad energy thing. It's like all this bad energy. Are there any other curse theories, or is that the curse theory? Did I ask that already?
So one of them to me is, I'll just do this one quick, because it is basically take all of the martial art rulers who all did not want him to teach the Westerners their martial arts. So to me, I feel like there could be a curse from that martial arts side, nothing to do with the triads, which is just
where they put a curse on.
Yeah, you have ancient masters who, this only goes to our bloodline. You can't give this up. Yeah, exactly that. On the macro scale.
Not so much mysticism and such that it put a curse on him.
Yeah. Okay. And so the last one sort of is, now the movie that was out there, The Last Dragon?
I think The Last Dragon, yeah.
It was the one based on Linda's, his wife, based on her journals. It was her autobiography. In her version, and I love that, and Brandon Lee actually turned that part down to play him, which, you know, I was probably a good movie. It was kind of a cheesy movie. I liked it for the story, but have you seen it, Joe?
Which movie?
The Last Dragon.
I haven't seen The Last Dragon now.
I think that's what it's called. So it is, but it's the unofficial story of Bruce Lee told through Linda's autobiography. Hey, hang on.
What's up? Are we back in?
I know I'm super far behind, but The Last Dragon was the 80s movie. Brandon Lee wouldn't have been old enough.
Yeah, he would have just been a kiddo.
It might just be called Dragon.
Yeah, I don't think The Last Dragon has anything to do with Bruce.
You're talking that 80s movie.
The guy wants to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah. I love that movie. Yeah, this movie was just called Dragon. And it was played by Jason Scott Lee, who has no relation to Bruce Lee, but he did pretty good. And
1993, Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
So in this movie... Well, the box office, it made $63 million. I just never saw that before. In this version, the curse starts. It was actually a curse that came from his dad. And in the movie, they kind of suggest that that's why he had to go to America too, because of his family's curse, not because of the, and so when his dad dies and he goes to the funeral, that his dad's curses went on to him. And so that's an old popular theme with curses, that they follow the bloodlines, right? So after his dad's death, the curse is chasing him and haunting him. And so that's an interesting take, because Linda would have definitely heard about his thoughts on that, right? More so than anybody, if he talked about it to her.
Guys, do you believe in curses?
I believe in the power of the curse, that that people's intentions to curse you will do bad for you.
What about karma?
Karma to me is a different animal, because karma relies on there's like different definitions of karma, sort of, but to me karma relies on reincarnation.
But what about, yeah, and that's the end result, but I mean as far as like the colloquial Western karma of like, if you do something bad's going to happen to you.
I don't subscribe to that at all, because we've seen so many people do bad things that were responsible for the deaths of so many people, like George Bush Sr. And he died as an old man. So
what about superstitions? Walking under ladders, breaking a mirror.
No, I don't buy it. I believe if you believe it, it affects you. But since I don't believe any of them, they won't affect me. So it's a belief. I think that they are real because of belief.
That feels like they're like,
I believe that. Sorry, I'm cutting someone off because I'm playing with time and space, and I have no idea where I am in this conversation anymore. But I think it's time to take a quick break. Yeah. And then I can't respond to you, Joe. I'm going to finish this file upload. Then we'll be right back. We're talking to Joe. We're talking Bruce Lee. Was he cursed?
Really Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
Motion elements. And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me.
Motion elements.
I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're just going to recap what was just said. Hopefully my internet is back to normal.
So basically, I did two different curses and getting into the third one. The first one was the triads. Not necessarily a curse, but, you know, if enough people want you dead, that maybe that had an effect on it. But like years of triads not liking him and him having instances with them.
Whatever. Maybe the triads hated him to death.
Yeah. One of them being just the ancient masters in the same way, because when it comes to martial arts, he's responsible for, no matter how good of a guy he is to us, to a lot of them, he's the guy that ruined it all because he gave the secrets away. So like there's that version where like these ancient masters may have actually put a curse on him, you know? And then the one I was getting into was from that movie Dragon. It's suggested that the curse actually came from his dad. And And the story is this: if you don't, according to this movie, if you don't fight your demons, then your demons move on to your kid's life.
When did Bruce Lee's dad die? How old was he?
Because
the curse thing, like,
oh, how young he was.
Well, I think exactly, because the thing that furthers everyone's like speculation that it's like a familial curse is the fact that Brandon Lee died young as well, and like close to the same age, about 4 years apart. But
yeah, he died in 1965, had 1907, so he was 60, 50. He was in his 40s.
Do we know what kind of demons 50s, he would have had?
50s. He was 58. No, we don't. And the movie doesn't touch on that at all, but it does. It basically says that, you know, his dad didn't fight off his demons. They went on to Bruce Lee, and then also from Bruce Lee went on to his son. And so that in this version, it is just straight up, nothing that Bruce Lee did in his life. It's just his dad's demons moving on to him and him not handling anything about it. It also, in this Dragon movie, there's this weird thing where while he's shooting the Game of Death scene with all the mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta correct something. His father was the opera singer. I don't know what his mother was. She doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Oh, King of Stage. So get royalty. Yeah.
Okay. He also acted in a lot of, in some movies. Ooh. So he brought Bruce onto set when he was a kid.
King of Stage to screen. The plot thickens.
Yeah, right. So
he died of a heart attack.
Who died of a heart attack in his 50s?
58, yeah.
No, what? I'm reading this says 3 days after his 64th birthday.
Okay.
And 6 days after grandson, Brandon Lee.
I'm sorry. Ooh. I'm looking at his spouse's dates, which are actually listed on his page. So never mind. You're right. How old was he? 60?
69, baby.
He was 64. Sorry.
Any chance you get.
Sorry, right? To ruin the bit, but
perfect age to die.
He was 5 years short of the bit.
this one's an interesting one because in the movie Dragon, it's suggested that while he's shooting that he gets a vision that the curse goes on to his son.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, Dragon is like
Dragon,
an autobiography?
Dragon the Bruce Lee story.
It's the Bruce Lee story based on Linda. It's like
Linda's story. Her book. Partially based on her book.
Got it. Okay. Sorry.
And so like to me, when I watch that stuff, I understand that there's sensationalism in there, but like I feel like there's probably other things in there that Bruce Lee talked to only her about, you know, like the,
sure, yeah.
If he thought that he got his dad's curse, I feel like he would have maybe, I don't know. I buy that he could have, that there's a story that's real and he could have told her about it. And that the dream going on to the son, like the movie came out after Brandon's death, right? When did Brandon die?
Oh yeah. The movie came out in 93. Brandon died I only have his age. I don't have
it. He died in 93, so the movie was made before he was died. But I mean before he was died. The movie was made, and that idea that the curse went on to his son came out before he died. That's fucking nuts. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, well, he got the last laugh because the crow killed the dragon in the box office.
The crow was big. That was a good move to not for him not to be in that movie.
Yeah. So So I don't know. That's just crazy to me. This came out. Wait, hold on. The movie came out June 26, 1993.
The Crow soundtrack was very good, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. The Crow was like the perfect movie for when that came out. It was like, oh shit.
Yeah, it had The Cure, Nine Inch Nails, Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, I'm actually wrong. Dragon made more than The Crow.
Oh, really?
So it made $65 million, right?
Oh, Brandon Lee
made
a lot
and of choices. The Crow made $50
million. Listen, that movie...
Brandon Lee, he might have also died of misadventure.
That movie came out 3 months after he died.
Oh.
So that's weird. That's weird to me, though, because it was written and shot before he died, and there's the idea that the curse went on to his son, and then he... That just blows my mind.
Do you think they captured the curse in the perfect movie?
I mean, when you say that, it makes me like, oh no, curses aren't real. This no.
Well, Bruce Lee has a daughter.
Yeah.
Do you think is the curse only passed on to male heirs?
Well, I mean, whether that's true or not, I would imagine not. But I would imagine that because in the movie he's constantly aware of it, and he puts these, as soon as he's aware of it, he starts putting these little plates out on the window, like little blessings or whatever. And so I'm like, oh, if there are curses, he definitely perpetuated it, you know, and was worried about his son. Cause even though they had a daughter, it was like,
it fun seems fact, like- the daughter was in Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, as party singer.
And she's still alive.
That's right. That's right. I didn't know that.
And she's still alive.
And she is still alive, yeah.
And she's 50 years old. And what else?
So
well, I guess we're going to have to wait around and see what happens to her.
So let's, yeah.
So this is going
to
be...
I feel like if you make it to 50, that's a win. No curse on you.
Right?
Yeah. It doesn't feel like she's been cursed.
Like,
what's the lowest age you could die on that you could blame on a curse? 40, I would say
45.
I feel like it's got to be earlier than 49. 40. Because 40,
49.
According to everybody, for me,
you went up.
40 is like over the hill. So it's like,
Kevin,
you've lived the best part of your life before 40. So if you were cursed, it's on the down.
If I died right now, I would not blame it on a curse. I think
I wouldn't blame that. I'd blame that on a tragedy. Wait.
I think you got us. Oh, well, thank you. But I think you got to go 35 and younger. Right?
I think so too. Yeah.
Wait, to make it a curse. A curse.
For it to count as a curse.
Yeah.
35 and older, not a curse.
Yeah. Like, 35 like and older.
Nobody's cursing.
I was saying 40 and older, not a curse. You think?
Yeah.
You think mid to late 30s? Doesn't count.
I think 38 is like, you're like, oh, I don't know if it was the curse, because 38 is actually a dieable age.
Okay.
See, that's why I think we make it a nice round number, 35.
Okay.
Which makes me go, oh, shit, man. Like, I'm lucky. I didn't get cursed.
I could die.
To death. You didn't get cursed for death.
I turned 36 this year. This is my big year. I could die. It's a pandemic. This could be it, guys.
Oh, you could still die and we could call it a curse.
You got a curse. You have my permission.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
I mean, good for you, man.
That is cool. That's cool.
Thank you.
You're still at a curseable age, man.
Yeah. That's everybody, great. You know, it's like being fuckable.
It's like when I was a kid and I turned 12, I was like, but that's not really a teen. So Freddy Krueger can't really get me yet.
Oh,
yeah. He can't get me until I'm 13. That.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger wasn't a tweens guy. He's a straight teens.
Straight up. He hated the teens.
Everyone knew that about Krueger.
He was like a pedophile, but then he only liked teens?
Yeah, as a teen pedophile.
I mean, that's the thing is he... Yeah.
I feel like if they made him like a very little kid pedophile, that would have just taken the movie up to a notch that wouldn't have been able to exist. And
it's weird though, because they're definitely teenager. There's definitely kids, man. A lot. Like,
are we getting into pedophilia?
No. Let's stop.
I'm not trying to produce the show. I'm just,
Are there any more curses, Willie?
No, but I just wanted to go further into the, let's say the one exists that was brought up in Dragon. So let's get into Brandon Lee's death. I know that you explained the intricacies, and it's funny because like I've known those things because I do props, and I've worked on movies where we had bullets and we had an armorer, and the crazy thing is how many fail safes had to get passed on for that to be in the chamber.
I can only imagine that this is like, I can look up the budget, but I can imagine that it was like a super low budget because these guys did not know what they were doing.
And they went out drinking. Like I know most of the real stories because like the armorer wasn't on set either one of those days. And as the armorer, you're in charge of every bullet.
The budget was, according to Wikipedia, which take it or leave it, 23 million.
At the time, that's pretty high.
And so, but like the story is they went out drinking and not that really, well, I mean, you know, at the end of each day, you check the chamber. It's the easiest thing to do to look down the chamber of a handgun. That's one of the,
I mean, that's what kind of blows me away by this is I just thought it was like a weird thing where they had the wrong kind of round, or like it was that scene where he's getting shot a million times and there's just like one live round in there or something. I didn't realize it was just a bullet stuck in the barrel. That's insane to me.
Yeah. And so on, that means on 2 days, it's actually
why wouldn't you check it before every fucking take?
Yeah, exactly. So the day that they first fired it, they got stuck in, that's the day you're supposed to check it. And since the armorer was not on set that day, he should have checked it offset, you know, so there's an extra day. And then on the day that he got shot, you're supposed to check that before you load the bullet. So there's three instances where they missed checking, which is crazy.
I mean, that's like just extreme negligence.
Yeah, or yeah.
The curse.
And also whenever you do scenes like that, and obviously because of this scene also, but like you never aim the gun at the person, you use the camera angle to make sure the gun isn't aimed at them. Also, it's an extra fail safe. You know, you can, the angle will look good enough and you don't have to aim at the sternum of their chest.
They blew it. Sure.
I don't know. There are people out there that believe that Brandon Lee was also murdered by the triads, and that the weird thing is I know people that know both the armorer and the prop master, and my version of the story from knowing people that know them is just that like it was a big movie. They were just out partying and they were just idiots about it. You know?
Yeah. They're negligent.
Which is so sad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a little crazy that can happen. I mean, I've been in very few like productions, but like even driving a car, there's like tons of fucking safety measures. Like,
yeah, they go overboard
just for driving a car, something that like we do every day.
I did witness, and like, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, yeah. It's the delay.
I did witness all these fail safes happen on a huge budget movie, and they almost got into a huge fucking wreck. It was that Michael Mann movie Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. Like Jamie Foxx was driving downtown and all these streets were locked off and there were PAs all over the whole path watching everything. And they didn't close. They closed down the roads on each end on a bunch of different ends, but they didn't close off this off ramp from the freeway. And this car, Jamie Foxx was driving and he didn't want to drive. He almost ran into this car. It would have fucking killed everybody. They didn't, there were people hanging on the car, you know, cause it was one of those, he was driving it, but there were cameras all over it.
There's the Uma Thurman, Quentin Tarantino driving thing where she got fucking hurt. Fiction. I mean, there's fuck ups for sure.
So, but my thing is like, I know that these are all accidents and stuff, but if you believe in curses, these accidents happen because of the curse, right? So, with Brandon Lee, it's just it weirdly falls in line with that fucking movie because they mentioned that the curse was going to get passed on to him. Here he dies at fucking, what was he, 28?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I mean, do you guys believe in curses? Do you believe it, do you subscribe to any of these three versions? Do you think old masters could like curse the new fucking punk kid?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm like of the, there's a reason there can be a crazy explanation, but even the crazy explanation has reasonable connections. I believe it's plausible the triads killed Bruce Lee. I'll like go that far, but I believe it's like through just killing him and then like being, you know, having their hands so like in the government that they could just have the, you know, coroner write whatever the fuck they want the coroner to write.
Oh, edema. It was edema. It happened 2 weeks earlier. That could have all been fake too, you know? I mean, yeah, I know that it wasn't, but
it's possible with that stuff. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's like,
I'll say this.
It's likely two very bad coincidences.
If somebody curses me, it's definitely going to change the way I'm thinking. Sure. I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, that person just cursed me. So I'm not going to say that there's no power in curses because I know that I would act differently if someone cursed me.
Yeah.
Please don't curse me.
It's a psychological power.
Yeah, yeah. I've cursed a couple people on Instagram as a joke. And then I'm like, that's not a good joke.
But I don't know. Like, listen, I do believe in the power of positive thinking. I've said it over and over again on this podcast. Probably people are tired of hearing me say it. So if I believe in the power of positive thinking, like, then I have to believe in the power of negative thinking. And so if there were enough people like cursing me at once, I would have to say that it would have an effect, you know?
Yeah.
Unless I believe that like it's just to the individual. And if I'm positive, that no amount of like outside negative thinking is going to affect me. So I don't know.
It's all a psychological effect. So, I mean, yeah, if you let it affect you, it will affect.
But that's where we disagree, though. I don't, because Joe, I don't know if you know this, but I have sort of started believing that the world is a simulation, and that's how things are so easily manipulated. Like, okay. I don't know if people who have bad lives are psychologically affecting themselves. I think they're stuck in a path. I don't know.
No, I heard this great idea of what someone thinks hell is, and it's like when you die, if your existence makes anybody hold on to any sort of pain because of your existence, mm-hmm. that gets put onto you while they are feeling the pain because of you.
I'm like, well, but can you specify that though? Because everybody dies and somebody feels bad about it, right? So,
well, no. Not that they feel bad, but they actually are wronged because of your existence. Like, let's say you fucking killed a bunch of people and the people that were affected by the people that you killed, all of their pain gets put onto you as your in the energy realm, soul, whatever. So like it's almost like take your whole existence and take the positive and negative feelings people have because of you.
And I mean, I see. It's sort of like to a degree, like the westernized karma of like what you put out gets like, I mean, I believe like in some superstitions, like a knock on wood. I'm not into like, I know there's superstitions, but like, opening umbrellas in houses, things like that, I kind of do, I guess, at the end of the day, even though I know they're, like, irrational. And, I don't know. I do believe, like, if I do shitty things, that shitty things will happen to me. Even though I know that's, like, it's all irrational. It's just also maybe, like, a tenet that I try to live by. But, I mean, the fear of shitty things happening to me isn't why I try to do good things for people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's definitely a bad place.
I want to clarify. No, like, oh, I guess I'll be nice so I don't die.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I'm not a nice person. Yeah, like, I just don't want to die.
We have that's like one of the questions on the WoW scale is superstitions, and it's on there because I believe in them, because I do like knock on wood, but I don't believe it's that same. It's a compulsion to do it. It's like it's more of like a taking back the power. Like, oh, I said something that could maybe fuck me later. If I knock on wood, I don't have to think about how I might have fucked myself.
It lets me off the hook. It just lets me off the hook.
I mean, I do constantly think about all the things I do where, like, I've walked over under a million ladders. I've done all the things, umbrellas, broken mirrors, just to prove that they aren't real. And I'm like, oh, maybe that's why. I don't buy that, though. I don't buy that at all. I feel very lucky and fortunate in my life.
It's irrational, but, like, it's like what I think, especially the knocking on wood thing. I do it all the time. Or, like, I do this one where, like, when it's 11:11, you, like, make a wish. So I, like, make a wish in my head. Usually, like, the same one that I will never say out loud. Also, if you say wishes out loud, they don't come true, guys. Did you know that?
I only say wishes out loud.
Willie's a rebel, though. You can't chain Willie into these superstitions.
No, this is our superstitious society, and he's an outlier.
But I also am afraid that I might have a big fear that I'm fucking it all up.
Oh, I didn't know about this 11:11 thing, so thank you very much. Now, anytime I see that, I'm going to make a wish.
It's great.
And apparently it doesn't work because you've been making the same wish for however many years.
No, it's worked very well.
It might be a perspective thing, though, like the vampire with the apartment.
I'm not wishing for like a thing I haven't gotten.
Now I have deduced your wish, and I won't go on because I already know what it is.
Okay, you can tell me what you think it is after we're taping, after the show.
Okay,
you can't.
I don't want to tempt fate for you.
No, don't tempt fate. No, don't do it. Yeah, no.
Well, so the thing with the curse, I would be much more on board if Bruce Lee didn't die of like fluid on the brain.
Like a medical reason, yeah.
Yeah, if he died like shooting a movie or something like that, and then his son died during shooting a movie, then maybe I could give it. But this is just like, this is just a guy who died and then his son died. And it's not,
that's kind of how I look at it. It's just bad. It's just, somewhat coincidental that they both died around the same age.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I believe in the death touch, but do I believe it happened to him?
We should talk about this. You believe in the death touch? The
death touch is a good band name.
Yeah.
But you really believe in a death touch?
I dude, when you look at Chinese acupuncture and you look at the map of like a foot where they have 100 spots on the foot that like actually correlate to another part of the body. To me, that's all magnetic field lines. And so the reason why it correlates to that part of the body is because that's where that magnetic field line is. So I'm like,
those things aren't, I don't even think those things are like actually scientific.
No, but I don't think they can ever be scientific.
Acupuncture works. I think it works very well, but like, is it science? I mean, no, it's not. You know, you can't go to medical. You don't go to medical school to do acupuncture.
No. Like it'll never be science according to the Western world. Is there truth to it?
More like the Western world.
Yeah, right, dude. The best worker.
You know what? That's a pretty.
Oh, dude, that's a good slogan for Best Western. Wade. Yeah. The Western world.
I feel like they might have a hard time. It feels racist in a way.
How? Oh, because you're saying
the Western world as opposed to the Eastern world.
You're saying it's the best. By saying it's the best, I get what you're saying.
You're diminishing the East.
It's xenophobic.
I feel like
I can say it because I'm a comedian. I don't think a hotel chain should say it.
What if they sell to comedians?
Then the comedians are going to be like, that's hack as fuck. That's just a pun. I'm never staying here. I'm going to go to the Radisson where the catchphrase is, this is rad, son.
Listen, you claim that you're a comedian and you do have a YouTube page. You just don't have enough followers to be considered to stay at the best.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are you talking to me or some random person?
Some rando trying to stay.
I thought you were talking to Wade. I was like, oh my God.
You were saying that they only cater to comedians. It'd be funny to just be that specific later on where it's like, hey man, we get enough traffic because comedians travel.
By the way, I don't mean sell rooms to comedians or rent rooms to comedians. I meant Best West, if comedians buy Best Western as a company.
Oh.
But I think that if Best Western came out and they said only comedians can stay here, you have to be a comedian, that their sales would skyrocket because everyone would be like, I'm funny. And then they would let them all in.
Either that or like, or they want free lunch.
Yeah. It's like if you don't have enough followers, you have to do like a practice set to a manager.
How many followers do you need now to become a comedian?
I would say at least 1,000. To be able to claim.
Now, is 1,000 cumulative over all of the socials, or is that one?
No, man. Because, like, let's say you had 500 followers, which is like, I feel like for a normal average person, their life, their friends, their family, 500's pretty. Whoa! Can we Google what the average YouTube?
I'm just going to tell you right now, 500 for an average person is wildly over what they would have. Nobody has 500 friends.
I feel like the average is like two in the low twos, high ones.
Okay.
I'm looking at my Instagram. I only have 765 followers.
I buy that. Because on all of my platforms combined, they all have the same amount of followers. And it's mostly the same people do it. Like there isn't a place where I have more people.
Well, I have 2,000, over 2,000 on Twitter. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really
good. I get up to 10 likes on each tweet.
10 guaranteed likes.
Not guaranteed.
How many followers do you have?
Me?
Both of you. I forgot yours, Wade. What did you say you had?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Like 2,300.
Okay, that's what I have too. What do you have, Joe?
More than that.
Wait. Let's guess.
I think I lost like 3,000 followers on this.
Probably because of this show.
So you lost more than what we each have.
I have about 313,100 followers on Twitter. And I think around 400,000 on Instagram. But I've lost followers for being me. You know, people don't like when I'm me.
Oh, how come Joe?
They don't like me unleashed. They don't like me unleashed, guys. You know what? Too bad.
Well, you're also sort of fading into obscurity.
100%. Yeah, it's a combination of the two. They don't like me being real. Being obscure. They don't care.
Who's that? Who's that guitarist with that family?
I'm not the guy in the band. I'm not the famous guy in the band.
I'm gonna say your private Instagram right now.
What about my private Instagram?
I'm gonna give it to all the fans out there.
Sure. Give it.
Let's get back to Bruce Lee. I think we're done, right? Like we should be done. There's nothing more. I don't think to say.
I don't know what to say. Bruce Lee. What do we need to say?
Well, I just think like, I've said it already. He's talented. He died. His son died. I'll bet there's a million stories like that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Nothing.
Oh, I lost you for a second. Oh.
No, you can't. You were glitchy for a second. You're back in.
Who, me or Willie?
To Wade.
Was I like Max Headroom?
Yeah, exactly.
Did I same. Did I sell you some Coca-Cola when I was out?
Yeah, you did.
Coke. Sorry, guys. I'm just glitching. It's that glitch where you sell Coke to people.
I don't have anything.
I mean, he was handsome. His son was handsome. It's a tragedy.
Out of everything that I learned, I was amazed that he constantly would have people challenging him. I think that's fucking crazy. And so,
but it's got to be. It's like that's the equivalent of to like nowadays, like a troll on the internet saying shitty things to you just to get you to respond.
Yeah, yeah.
Only it's 100 million times more badass than that. If you walked up to like let's see who, Ryan Reynolds, and you're like, let's fight, bro. I think I'm tougher than you.
Known for being a good
Ryan Reynolds was like, no, let's do it, man.
No, but you might have issues with him where it's like, dude, I'm hotter than Ryan Reynolds, I'm cooler than Ryan Reynolds, and I could kick his ass.
Why are you saying all the things I think often? Like the first thing I think in the morning.
I mean, this is like my thoughts before I drift off to sleep. And then all night I just dream about kicking Ryan Reynolds' ass.
For you, they're night thoughts. For me, they're very, like, they're just on right on the dome, right on the front.
Just all day long.
Right when I wake up. I'm not waking up and saying I'm tired, I don't want to get out of bed. Oh, the kids. Oh, this. Oh, that.
It's like the equivalent of one of your fans coming up to you and being like, I can play a guitar solo better than you.
And I'm like, maybe, sure. I don't know.
No, let's do it. Let's do it right now, dude. Guitar, get out your guitar. I got your guitar.
You guys have seen the movie Crossroads with Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio, yeah.
Where at the end.
I have not.
So at the end of the movie, so the whole movie is Ralph Macchio learning killer blues guitar. And then at the end of and then it all culminates in a battle with the devil played by Steve Vai. And Steve Vai and Ralph Macchio guitar battle at the end of the movie. That's what I'm picturing for me.
I want to see a movie where the Lord is playing instead of, it's always the devil.
Oh my God. Guitar. I'm sold. Can you write that movie? Let me just set it up.
You're first.
Okay, so here's how it goes. Mm-hmm. It's this kid. He's a punk. He's in high school. He hates the system, man. Like, he doesn't trust authority. He likes the devil. And he joins, he's like thrashing on his guitar, and he joins a band, and they become huge. And he's like, yeah, hail Satan, I'm the best guitar player in the world. Meow, 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 meow. And then Jesus comes and is like, son, you have worshipped a false prophet. You must now battle me to learn the word of the Lord. And then Jesus goes, and everyone's like, fuck, that guy's good.
Sounds like that guy's like fucking bitch.
Who, Jesus?
Yeah.
All right, what's yours, Joe?
I mean, mine was just from the other perspective. It was like Jesus or God learning how to play it. One thing he's never done.
Wait,
like,
and Jesus plays the devil.
He's never learned how to play guitar. The devil. And yeah, at the end of the movie, it's Jesus plays the devil. Yeah, you get the whole thing. Yeah, Jesus battles the devil on a guitar solo off.
It's a conspiracy movie where Jesus's best student in the history of students of the Lord is like, you know, he's studied, he's basically living the word, and he believes that Jesus was married. And so there's this conspiracy that, you know, that Jesus was actually married, and his best student is going to like let people in on the truth about Jesus. And then, you know, he gets swayed into the dark side and he joins the devil, basically. And Jesus has to, he says, look, man, if you can beat me in the guitar battle, you can stay with Satan. But if I beat you, you got to come back with me.
Okay, perfect world, all three.
Yeah.
All three put together. Jesus has this guy who's like, fuck you, Jesus. I'm going to earth and I don't give a fuck. And he goes to Earth and he's a teenager and he's like, "Hail Satan, I'm going to be a guitar player, motherfucker." And then Jesus is like, "Motherfucker, that guy, he's really showing me up. I got to learn guitar." Yeah. And so he learns guitar and then he comes and he faces off against his previous student. I don't know.
Yeah. I think so he can keep his religious stranglehold over the world because the whole world is about to worship this guitar.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus was the bad guy all along.
Yeah, he was the bad guy all
along. How has there never been a Jesus movie with him playing guitar, right? That's like a missed opportunity in every different genre of movies.
Well, okay. So there was that time in the 90s where Jesus doing fun stuff became very hacky.
Yeah.
And I think maybe now we're on the other side of it where it could be fun again.
But treat it real. Treat it real, man. If Jesus is real, he wants to learn guitar.
So it's like there's a School of Rock aspect to it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who would Jesus' teacher be? So he comes to Earth to learn guitar. Who does he learn from?
I remember also in Chicago, do you guys remember this metal band Manowar?
Wait, you're not answering my question? You're just doing something else?
No, I'm telling you something, telling you a story to get there.
Yeah. I remember the name, but I don't remember the band.
So the guitarist from Manowar used to give lessons. So it should be something like that, like a guitar player from like a defunct kind of like corny metal band from like the 80s. I feel like but what's one that everybody knows?
Well, like this is Buckethead on the list? Was he a bassist?
Buckethead's the guitar player. He's the guy that wears the KFC bucket on.
Yeah. But like when he joined Guns N' Roses, I didn't know who he took over for. Because he was also in Metallica,
there was like five guitar players that took over for Slash.
It should be like one of the Dream Academy guys.
Okay. What if it's one of the guys, what if it's oh my god, my brain isn't doing it, from Living Color?
Oh yeah, I don't know his name.
Our player from Living Color.
I don't know any of their names.
Okay.
I never did either. I love that band. What's the show you're talking about? Dream what?
Dream Academy, right? Isn't that what it is?
I haven't seen it.
The band?
What is Dream Academy?
You know the band Dream Academy? What? Do you guys not know the band Dream Academy?
Do you mean Dream Theater?
Oh yes.
Yeah. You mean John Petrucci from Dream Theater?
Sure.
What you really mean is Joe Satriani from Chicken Foot. What you really mean?
Dream Theater. Dream Theater is the dumbest band. I'm sure they're good, but their music is dumb.
They're talented. It's just a lot of playing.
Well, the thing is,
they're like a fake Rush, right?
To choose a band that has less albums, right?
They're like, it's a band with a million people, and the whole point of the band is they're all insanely proficient musicians.
I got it.
Have way too
Here's
many
who it
albums.
Is. Here's who it is. I'm changing it. It's not Dream Theater anymore. It's what's those those guitarists who play the Christmas music real hard? Something with a train or something? Express?
Yeah,
those guys.
Yeah, they're the... Oh, my God. I know you're talking
about. Yeah, they did the Christmas Lights music video, right?
Someone did a Christmas Lights video and used their song.
It's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes, that's right.
Nice yes. Job. It's that. It's got to be that because the guy's like... Jesus is like, "I'm sorry, you think Christmas is about Santa?" I don't think so. It's about Jesus. And this guy who's in Trans-Siberian Orchestra is like, "Oh, shit."
You know, right? what's crazy, dude, is that is the best pick. That's the only pick that Jesus would have made because they're famous for Christmas songs.
Don't you want it to be some like guy that used to be very famous, that like a Tommy, like a Tommy Lee-esque kind of guy, you know, who everybody...
I feel like that's too similar to the main character. Like, isn't the main character taking after Tommy Lee-esque?
Is the main character the kid or is the main character Jesus?
Oh, that's a good call.
Well, no, but I just mean...
Maybe it was Jesus.
No, it is. I just mean, I guess, the main antagonist then.
I'm just saying it's fun to have a little like a cameo, you know.
What you're trying to stunt cast it? That's what you're trying to do.
I'm stunt casting it. Yeah.
Well, then it's obviously it's Ozzy Osbourne.
as a guitar. No, he's not the guitar team.
It would be Tony. Would have to be,
this is a movie. Van Halen. This is a movie. Dude, okay. Nobody knows guitar players.
I love the idea.
I'm sorry to break this to you, Joe, but nobody knows guitar players.
Eddie Van Halen.
It would be Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow. In the movie, you have Ozzy Osbourne teaching Jesus how to play guitar. I mean,
it's funnier if it's,
yeah.
It's funnier if it's Ozzy Osbourne. I'm just saying, I disagree that people don't know the guitar players.
Yeah, well, you would.
Jimmy Page. Keith Richards.
They don't. Nobody knows that.
Alex,
talk to my dad.
Jimmy Page is? You don't think so?
Ask my dad. Ask my dad.
Dad definitely knows who Jimmy Page is.
No way. There's no way.
No.
No. My dad knows who Dizzy Gillespie is.
Oh, so your dad's a jazz head.
My dad is old.
So he's like a Louis Armstrong kind of guy.
He's a who is the clarinet guy?
Kenny G.
He's a clarinet. No, yeah, fucking.
Kenny G's a flute guy.
The original clarinet guy.
Was Kenny G a flute guy?
Actually, no.
Is he a clarinet?
No, he was a saxophone guy, but he played the alto or whatever.
Yes, he's a sax guy. The sexual guy. Wait, how old is your dad?
Oh, God. I mean, how old am I?
Is he 83? Am I guessing?
I think he is, or 82. Okay. How old am I? How old am I?
Maybe your dad 42? Doesn't. Yeah.
Am I 42?
I'm going to turn 44 this year.
This year?
Yeah, so you're 40. No, you're 40.
I'm 41. I'm 41. I'll be 42. He'll be 83 this year.
Okay. Our parents are like a 20. Like a, no, not that much. It's like a 7 year age, or no, more than that. 17 year age difference.
My dad is a silent generationer.
Your dad's silent generation. My dad's baby boomer.
That's yeah. So that's why it's cool for me to hate on boomers, because I can still love my papa.
Love your daddy. I can hate on boomers and still love my dad. My dad's a cool guy. He's an outlier. That makes sense why I assumed your dad would know who Jimmy Page is, because my dad is from the era of knowing who Jimmy Page is.
You know the best part about this movie is guitarists would go crazy talking about who should have been the guy to teach Jesus how to play guitar.
I know. Okay, so Ozzy Osbourne is probably the right move. It's funny.
I know, right? Yeah. It's so stupid.
No, I'm
dude,
just
come listen, on. You guys really can't fight me on Ozzy Osbourne. It's the most hilarious.
I'm literally not fighting in Ozzy Osbourne. It's the funniest one. I think if we were really making this movie,
Benny Goodman.
I wouldn't have even argued our player on there. I was arguing out of being on a podcast.
Benny Goodman, the king of swing. He's the clarinet guy that I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I've heard yeah.
All right, sorry. Well, this was fun. I think we should make this movie. I think we should pitch this movie. And then
what's it called? Wait, hold on.
Maybe write it on spec. I don't know. The Jesus Went Down to Christmas.
I mean, I feel like you could just rename it Crossroads and have there be like a cross, but like like a guitar in one hand.
Or you could do what the 80s Ghostbusters did, the real Crossroads.
Oh, the real Crossroads, sure. The rockin' Crossroads.
I never liked that cartoon because of that.
Yeah, it's an old blues tale. Rockin' Crossroads, that would be it. Yeah.
What if it was called something like Jesus Went to Georgia Too?
Wait, what are you gonna say, Wade?
No, I don't have anything, but I'm thinking something with chords, like cross chords.
Okay.
Or something, like, because you got the cross with Jesus, and then you need like a musical thing in there.
What about
is there a musical term that involves the word?
According to Jesus.
Oh, God. now we're in Lifetime territory.
I know. okay, wait, a musical. Okay, hold on. So...
Is there a term a musical term that has cross in the
my music theory is awful, but I'm pretty sure
I can't think of anything now.
Pretty sure not.
Well, I mean, the classic term is a deal with the devil, right? So we got to come up with the Jesus one. I was like, well, handshake with Jesus. Whatever the bad version of that is.
There's got to be, we got to find the right name that says the whole movie. So the whole movie is that Jesus has to come down to earth to battle this like bad egg that left.
Why don't we end the episode? Let's end the episode and pick this up in the bonus.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that episode.
Yeah. Because like we're wildly off topic. I like where we're going. I want to continue this conversation, but we're at time. So we might as well end. Bruce Lee, we'll end the Bruce Lee curse. We'll continue on the bonus talking about our movie where Jesus battles his old apprentice in guitar taught by Ozzy Osbourne. We're going to brainstorm a title.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon to keep listening. It's patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Joe, do you have any plugs currently?
No. It's a pandemic. So now, got nothing.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. And also, just because they're not after you doesn't mean that the fucking virus isn't after you. Stay at home.